This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We had a rough first hour here, at least Fritzy did. We'll see how we are in hour two. Check in with the Seahawks coming up in a little bit. I was surprised the greeting that Russell Wilson got, not during the game, before the game, I thought that they would acknowledge at least what he's done, what he did for that organization. Even when Brady went back to New England, they acknowledged him with a video tribute. I was just a little bit surprised there. Maybe not a big deal, but Russ, you know, they tried to trade him a couple of times. It wasn't, I think Russ got to the point where he's like, all right, I'll go. Just help me find a landing spot where I want to go and I'll go. And the fact that Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson didn't have any interaction prior to that game, I think tells you an awful lot about that relationship or lack thereof. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, and why wouldn't you be? You can download the app. You can watch. That's our streaming partner. And our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. Seahawks hold on, beat the Broncos 17-16, and a lot of questions there for the coaching philosophy strategy that Nathaniel Hackett had for the Broncos in the final 2 minutes. They could have won it. They didn't play well, but they could have won it. And if you're a six and a half point favorite on the road, you should be winning those games. But you had your opportunity, 4th and 5. You decided that you were going to be in field goal range for 64 yards. The probability of making that was around 14%. The probability of letting Russ go for it on 4th and 5, according to Next Gen Stats, was 42.1%. Yes, Paul.
Do you think that teams, they have all these analytics people, there's also, I've heard that teams have like a a clock management guy on the sidelines telling them what they should do in situations. Is there an analytics person who could get in someone's ear at that juncture and go, this is the wrong move? Or is the sport of football too fast and the analytics guy doesn't have that kind of access to the head coach?
Well, I would think you would have those numbers going into a game. Now, this is our kicker. This isn't mile high with the altitude at 5,200 feet. This is elevation is 16 feet. So you're not getting any bonus here, any added advantage. But I think this is more of a, in the moment, a feel decision. Nathaniel Hackett, what are you feeling here? Russ, this is why you traded for him. It's why you pay him $250 million. You want him in this situation. You need him in that situation. You have him in that situation. And you took him off the field. It's really inexcusable. Here is Nathaniel Hackett, who was hoping for maybe a shorter field goal attempt.
Obviously, I wish we would have gotten a lot closer, but it put us in that weird spot there because we were in the field goal range, but we were on that fourth down situation. Didn't think we were going to get that many yards, so I thought it was a great job by Javonte, and we just made the decision. We want to take our shot there on that one.
Yeah, I don't want a 64-yard field goal. I'm going to let Russ try to get 5 yards because I don't know how Seattle's going to play this, and they might allow you a little bit more room to move. And you have two timeouts after that. You're going to be in great shape, and you'll probably get down to maybe a 40-yard field goal, and that's the average field goal attempt in the NFL, a little bit less than that. That's what you want, not 64. Anybody who's ever played golf knows, oh, I don't know if I could get there. So you swing harder. You do something that's out of the ordinary. I got a 64-yard field goal, game on the line, and he pulled it left. Trying too hard instead of, let me get you into a comfort zone. I have Russ in a comfort zone. He loves this. This is what he lives for. I got a kicker that I didn't put into a comfort zone there. But Russell Wilson, no surprise, backed up his coach and the call.
I believe in Coach Hackett. I believe in what we're doing, you know, and believe in everything. And, you know, anytime you can try to find a way to make a play on fourth and five, that's great too. But also, I don't think it was the wrong decision. You know, I think he can make it. Obviously, in hindsight, you know, we didn't make it. But if we were in that situation again, I wouldn't doubt whatever he decided.
Okay. Russ is saying all the right things. Because it's coded there. He talks about, you know, making a play on fourth and five. That's the real answer there, that he wanted to make a play. Of course, he backs his coach. It'd be news if he said, you know, I don't know about this hack. I don't know if he can hack it. You get that? Like, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry. Is it too soon for the Broncos jokes there for you, Fritz?
I want the analytics of with two delay of game penalties and the false starts and illegal motion and all the things that kept pushing them back. You got to factor that in, too. That could end up being now you're not going to try a 69-yard field goal. Or 74-yard field.
No, then you're
like
going to.
There was maybe a chance.
If there's a false start, now you have to go for it. So you're not going to kick a 69-yard field goal.
I wish I had more confidence that 4th and 5 was going to have a really good chance.
No, you would have had 4th and 10, not a 69-yard field goal.
I think that's why they decided to kick it at that moment, so that while it was 64, before they have a false start situation and pushes it back.
So you agree with the coach in that?
I wasn't as angry as a lot of other people are about it.
Oh, my God.
I understand it's Russ.
So, no, just yes or no. You agree with the coaching decision in the moment?
I don't think it's that simple. Is that black and white? I wasn't like, oh, my God, they're kicking. That wasn't my reaction. So I guess I was okay with it then. My reaction wasn't, oh, my God, they're kicking and not going for it on 4th and 5. That wasn't my reaction.
I just thought, no. No. If Drew Locke's still in Denver, I get it. You got Russell Wilson. This is where you show the Seahawks and the rest of the NFL. Now we're players. Now you got to deal with us. We're going to win these games. We would normally lose these games. We're winning these games because we had this quarterback. You took him off the field. Go around. Let's say it was Tom Brady. Is he coming off the field? 4th and 5? Todd?
No.
Aaron Rodgers?
Nope.
Patrick Mahomes?
They'd all still be out there on 4th and 5.
Exactly. You have Russell Wilson. I have to trust him. And I want to do that from game one on. I want to say to him, hey, let's ride. I'm riding with you. You go, whatever happens. And you know what? If we don't make it, I'm going to answer all the questions here. I believe in you. Go out there. Pick up the 5 yards. We're going to go down and kick the game-winning field goal. That would be my approach to it. Did he see something where he goes, I don't know. I don't know if Russ is cooking right now. 64 yards? Second longest if they made it in NFL history? On the road? If it's in Denver, I can at least accept it. I can at least go, okay, mile high, elevation, hometown, home field advantage, familiarity, not on the road, 64 yards, not in that situation. And the odds, you know, bear that out. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm to the point where I think it was such a wrong call that let's say it was 4th and 12 at that same yard line, I would have still kept the ball in Russell's hands. And I bet the next gen stats would bear out that Russell Wilson with the ball 4th and 12, you'd have a better shot of converting than a 64-yard field goal. Yeah. McManus is 1 for 7 in his career.
Yeah.
And it was
from over 60.
From over 60, and it was 61 yards. So you're still, again, you're maxing him out completely.
Yeah. I don't want that. Also, when I saw what Russ was wearing when he showed up, I thought, boy, it's going to be tough to go to the podium if you lose wearing that shiny, light lime green. What color was that? Aqua?
Sea green, Dan.
Sea green.
Yep.
Sea green.
I liked the jacket and pants. I didn't like the tie. It's too Pee Wee Herman.
Oh,
Marvin,
Pee Wee Herman. Okay.
Good call.
I thought there was a Dumb and Dumber feel to the suit. Seton sent that to me, you know, with Jim Carrey when he's at the bar and he's got the orange tuxedo.
He's putting out the vibe at the bar.
When Russ came in, I went, man, if you win, that's a damn good outfit.
I was like, what time is it there? Like, did he just, was that from the night before, or is he just real early to the gala?
Walk of shame.
Yeah, that one's tough. That one was, I want to know the outfit he decided not to wear. If he said, yeah, I like it. People don't wear tuxedos during the day normally. People don't wear tuxedos normally to a football game. Yes, Todd.
I thought at least some players wear the winning versus losing outfit. That's why I was surprised he was still wearing that. I thought, like, if things don't go well, maybe I just throw on a Broncos sweatshirt and a hat. I'm not going to be wearing that. Look at me. Here I come. I'm entering my old stadium outfit.
Well, if you're bringing another outfit, I don't like that mindset. You're bringing a losing outfit.
True.
Yeah. Maybe he had clothes that were similar to what you wore yesterday.
That's a losing outfit.
Yeah. So you
no underwear.
No comment.
Because that was a losing outfit yesterday.
I wouldn't be wearing underwear after a loss like that. You gotta let something breathe. That was just a horrible
30-year-old pants.
By the way, I went out into the kitchen, and I don't know if the big German can take a picture of this if you're watching, but preparations are in place for a pie to the face. The I team is still working on the bet that was made yesterday. Was it in jest? There you go. If you're watching on Peacock, the big German is showing. There's the pie crust.
That's very premature. That's a false start on the big German. If you want to listen back to what actually happened.
Yes, Paul.
You know what I love about this office is the other day I needed pens and paper for work, and we had none. But we have 18 pie shells
yes,
and whipped cream ready to go.
Yes, we do. The priorities here. Poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor.
Oh, man, this place is the best. Hour two, I put up one that I didn't even really run by you, but more entertaining this week, college football or the NFL? It was a great weekend for both. But the problem is, and Paul brought this up earlier when I mentioned this to him, college football being on Saturday always gets wiped away by the NFL on Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like the opening act being better than the featured act.
It takes a lot to trump the NFL.
That was a hell of a weekend, though.
Yeah. I think if Alabama had lost, then maybe, because Notre Dame loses, A&M loses, And if Alabama had lost to Texas, now you get some interesting storylines and the long-term ramifications. But A&M losing, I didn't think they'd play for a national title. Notre Dame, that's getting kind of tasty. But yeah, if Alabama had lost, then I'd say, all right, maybe you're going toe-to-toe. A couple of phone calls in here. Warren in Seattle. Hi, Warren. What's on your mind?
What's up, Dan? Thanks for taking my talk call, 62233.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. Longtime Seattle Seahawks fan, man, and I got a lot of things I wanted to bring up here that you guys might want to talk about. But first of all, I agree with Paulie because, you know, there's something happened with Russ where he changed, you know, and the Seahawks fan, like he said, we're kind of conditioned where we're part of the game, and nobody was going to cheer for Russ like that. I mean, I might have clapped, but you wouldn't have heard me over the booth. So there's that right there, you know.
All right.
Also, it kind of goes back all the way to, you know, the Super Bowl, really, and the loss. And that's a take I didn't agree with Paulie on because he said the Atlanta one hurt. But it felt like I've lost family members, Dan, that didn't hurt as bad as that loss right there. It felt like someone ripped my heart out, you know. And I always felt like Russ could have changed.
Warren, can you give me the names of the family members you lost? Just we have that on record, you know, so maybe other people.
My family probably knows who it is, but I'll just leave it at that, okay. You know. But I always felt like Russ, you know, if you're the quarterback, you know the right call. And I remember you said, actually, this was last Friday, it was like on the 2-yard line. But if you remember, they kind of handed the ball off, and I want to say he got tripped up. Lynch almost scored in that play, and I want to say they was on the 6-inch yard line, you know. Hmm. And then it goes back to also Pete Carroll kind of is a little too – he loves his coordinators to a fault, you know. And I remember Daryl Bevel was kind of getting a lot of credit for the Russell Wilson pick, and I always felt like he loved Russell. It was like his golden boy, it makes sense, or coordinator, QB, you know. And there was a lot of feeling for a lot of fans that – they wanted Russell Wilson to win the MVP. Instead of winning the game, it's like they kind of wanted him to get it. And that was horrible.
And I've heard that storyline before, Warren, and thanks for the phone call, that they did want Russ to win the MVP because if Marshawn Lynch scores, is Marshawn going to be the MVP? But it seems like a long time ago. I was just looking for an acknowledgement. That's all. Just a little acknowledgement. Maybe it's too soon with Russell Wilson coming back and it's week one. It's like Peyton Manning brought this up last night. When he went back to Indianapolis, it was year two after he was let go. 7 games into the regular season. Plus, they moved on and they had Andrew Luck. Like, you got to be thrilled. Peyton's damaged goods. We got Andrew Luck.
Oh.
You're going, hey, Peyton, yeah, good to have you back. Even better, we got Andrew Luck on our team. You know, Seattle's probably going, you know, damn you, Russ. We got Geno Smith and Drew Locke. Although Geno Smith played, if he can play like that, then, you know, you can be competitive. I don't know what Jamal Adams, that seemed like a serious injury. And I wonder about that as well. But they do have some players. They have some playmakers there. I just don't know if you can win with Pete's philosophy of playing defense and running the football. But it was good enough last night. More phone calls coming up. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the Seahawks. Was there any plan to acknowledge Russ? Will there be any plan at all to acknowledge Russ? Maybe not. Down the road. I don't know. The next time the Broncos go to Seattle, probably going to be a couple of years there. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Tire Rack. Tire Rack has all the tires you need. You know what? They figured this out. Tire Rack loves tires, and since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. You know, they got Pirelli, the P-Zero. There's so many great tires there. They also give you recommendations as well. The website is packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tire a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. You answer a couple of questions, and they'll give you their recommendation. Ratings, reviews, test results, national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. You have, as I mentioned, the Pirelli, high-performance Pirelli P-Zero tire, the all-season Cinerato lineup, and the off-road-capable Pirelli Scorpion light truck and SUV tire. TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Bob Condotta covers the Seahawks for the Seattle Times. Kind enough to join us after last night's festivities. What was the buildup like this past week, Bob, to this matchup?
Pretty much what you'd expect. I mean, obviously a lot of excitement and eagerness, and a lot of people curious to see how this was going to turn out with Russell coming back. I mean, he's by far, no offense to Matt Hasselbeck, but I think he's the best quarterback in team history and probably about the most important player in team history with being the finishing piece on the team that won the city. It's only Super Bowl, but obviously there was a lot of contentiousness over the last 2 years, basically, and leading up into the trade. So, there's a lot of mixed and conflicting emotions, and I think you saw that come out at the stadium last night.
I guess I was a little bit surprised, and I know this is outside looking in, and that is there was really no acknowledgement or tribute to Russ prior to the game. It felt like as soon as he walked out, that was it. We don't know who you are. We don't care who you are. And I was just wondering about that, that even when Brady went back to New England, I mean, they did give a little bit of a tribute, a video tribute to him. So why was there no grace period or a, hey, we'll spend 3 minutes, now we move on and you're the opposition?
Yeah, I didn't ask that question specifically of anybody, so I guess I don't know if the organization considered it. But I think that goes in a little bit with Pete Carroll's always compete kind of thing, that, you know, that he's on the other side now. And that there'll be a time and place for doing that, you know, maybe 10 or 15 years from now when everybody's careers are over. So
that's a long time, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you know better than anybody, you know, Russell sort of wanted out, you know, so I think they're like, you know, are you going to, you know, guy who wanted out of town, are we then going to just kind of welcome him back with open arms the one time he comes back as the opponent, you know? So I think there's some of that at play here. You know, I think it, I mean, we all know this wasn't, you know, this wasn't the totally smooth.
Yeah, but in fairness to Russ, and I don't want to be the Russ whisperer, but you know, that story that came out in 2018 is they were going to trade. They were going to trade Russ to Cleveland to get, you know, the number one pick in the draft. And they were going to take, Josh Allen. So I don't know how close that got.
I don't know that was more than about a 3 minute conversation. That was just sort of a, you know, would you actually entertain this? I think that was more of the Seahawks just kind of trying to see if anybody even would do something like that at that time, and just kind of trying to gauge the market.
Well, I thought there was a report that came out that was acknowledged, and also, you know.
I do think they talked, but I don't think it was, we'll do it if you say yes. I don't think it was that close. I think it was more of a, you know, just two GMs talking kind of thing.
But do you think Pete, like, they didn't even acknowledge each other on the field pregame, I don't think.
They did not pregame. They did after the game. But, yeah, they didn't pregame, but I don't know that they were on the field together a whole lot. You know, Russ sort of did his pregame thing, you know, pretty early and Pete was, you know, and maybe Pete intentionally wasn't out there that early, but a lot of times he's not, you know, the 2 hours prior to the game thing when everybody's out there. And then once the teams are out there doing their things together. But again, I don't, it's pretty obvious, isn't it, to the outside world? This wasn't a happy breakup.
So, yes.
I don't know. If you see your ex-wife at some social function, do you then kind of go up and act like your best friends, you know, the first time you see them?
Well, I usually do a video tribute.
The healing time is going to be needed here.
Yeah, I would do a video tribute if I was, you know, married before and, you know, I saw my ex-wife. I'd always do that. Okay, so I think a lot of people on the outside looking in thought Seattle, maybe they're tanking, that they didn't really make a move. You know, their move is they traded Russ and they got Drew Locke, and he's not good enough to beat out Geno Smith. But here you are winning a game. So what is the philosophy of the Seahawks this year in, you know, winning and losing games?
Well, it's to win as many games as they can. I don't know that that's any different than it's ever been. And you know, they've never stated that. They feel like they have a pretty strong roster otherwise. And, you know, I think that's what showed up a little bit last night was their defense. You know, Pete Carroll is I think Pete Carroll's pretty excited about this team, believe it or not, because I think it's the kind of team that plays the way he wants to play, which again is at the heart of the matter of why Russell Wilson is on the other side now. You know, he likes a team that leads with its defense and doesn't turn the ball over. And they didn't really have a strong running game last night, which if there's something from the Seattle standpoint to sort of be concerned about, it's that, you know, I think they really wanted to run the ball a lot more and a lot better than they did. Obviously the second half was a little bit of a slog offensively for them, but you know, a lot of the rest of the things they did, you know, they didn't commit a lot of penalties. They didn't turn the ball over. You know, that's all right up Pete's alley. And I think he thinks this is a team that can do that. And if they could get adequate quarterbacking play, that they can be a competitive team this year. You know, for all the talk of that, they just want to try to get a quarterback out of the draft next year. I do think that's certainly, in the thinking, but with, you know, the two first round picks they have and the two second round picks they have, I think they feel like that's something they could get done even without going 2-15 or whatever, you know, that they have the ammo to, you know, they'll have a ton of cap space with once Russell comes completely off the books next year as well. You know, so that they'll have the cap space and the draft pick ammo to, if they need to make a trade to move up to try to get a certain guy that they want, that they'll be able to do it that way.
How surprised were you that the Broncos went for the field goal as opposed to letting Russ go for 4th and 5?
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. I didn't, I wasn't, in the moment, I wasn't even expecting that. I think we were all up there wondering why they're letting the clock run the way they were. It was like, this is really odd clock management. They don't seem to be in a hurry here, and they had the 3 timeouts. So it was definitely curious, and everybody seemed to say the right things afterward on the Denver side. I saw Russell said he didn't think it was a bad decision and all that. So who knows? But yeah, I was really surprised by that, because 4th and 5 is not a, that's not 4th and 25. So it's certainly a gettable distance, and there's an awful lot of things that could happen. And so for sure, yeah, I was definitely surprised by that.
How loud was it compared to other games in that building?
There have been an awful lot of loud games. So I don't know that it was, any louder than some of the really big games they've played through the years, like the 2 NFC championship games and some of the other games in that era. But it felt more like that than the games of the past year, certainly. Last year they didn't get off to a great start, and there weren't necessarily a ton of really super exciting moments there last year. So it definitely felt like, kind of the primetime games. Certainly the pregame scene was, the words a lot of people used was, it was kind of surreal with seeing Russell on the other side, and there was certainly some booing directed toward him. And, so that was a little bit different than you often see there.
Well, good to talk to you, Bob, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, all right, thanks. Hey.
That's Bob Condotta. He covers the Seahawks for the Seattle Times. I know there's animosity, whatever their relationship was, there is non-existent. I just thought the Seahawks as an organization would have done 2 minutes on Russ. And maybe you don't want to take away from that home field advantage in that atmosphere. Fine with that. I understand it. I just thought, okay, this is Russell Wilson coming back. And I do think that they tried to trade him a couple of times. Now, Bob can say, they probably talked for 3 minutes. Okay. Who's the one that initiated this? Did the Browns go, we'll take Russ and the number one, we'll give you the number one pick? Because I'm hearing it's Seattle was saying, we'll give you Russ and we want the number one pick. It wasn't Cleveland saying, hey, we'll take Russ and give you the number one pick. It was the other way around, because Seattle went to see Josh Allen's pro day. So that's why, it from Seattle's perspective, they initiated this. You go to your pro day and you see Josh Allen, then you decide, why would anything change with Cleveland? Did they go to the pro day and say, oh, we got to get rid of the number one pick? And once again, I'm not a Russell Wilson, whisperer here. I know enough, but it's not like I correspond with him. But, seeing what the situation, I don't think he was ever beloved there. And, maybe he's not embraceable. I don't know. Once again, I'm on the outside looking in. But the information I've received about this, it feels like Russ probably was a scapegoat here. Pete Carroll has a philosophy that doesn't fit in with, if I'm a good quarterback, I don't want to go to Seattle. Why do I want to play for Pete Carroll? And you go from a philosophy that you had at USC where you're like, hey, Matt Leinart, go out there, have some fun. I got weapons. Let's go. Let's have some fun. Seattle, it's like play defense, run the football. Well, unless Kenneth Walker is going to play, like, they don't have an exciting running game. And what do you have? 2 rookies at tackles? Like Rashad Penny? That's not formidable. So you did win a game. You won with Geno Smith. Jamal Adams might be seriously injured. And are you going to be a 7-win, 6-win team? I still get the feeling that that's who Seattle is this year. Yes, Eden.
Not to pile on and make things worse, but Mo on Twitter just updated us that if the NFL draft was held tomorrow, the Seahawks would have the 2nd overall pick courtesy of?
The Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos, that's correct.
The last place Denver Broncos.
That's correct.
Tied for last with the Raiders.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, Paul.
That story, though, about the possible trade of Russell Wilson, even if it was just broached, Bob Condotta, he kind of downplayed it. You know, 2017, 2018, Russell Wilson had 34 touchdowns leading the NFL, 35 touchdowns second in the NFL, very low picks, playoffs, Pro Bowls, age 30, not 34, 36, yeah. And they were shopping him to the Cleveland Browns for the number one pick. That even just that phone call is pretty nutty that they made it.
But they're the ones that initiated this because they went to the pro day. Cleveland had the number one pick. You know, did Cleveland say, well, we didn't see enough with Josh Allen. You want the number one pick for Russell Wilson? It would have come from Seattle. Hey, oh my God, we saw Josh Allen. He's unbelievable. Hey, we'll give you Russell Wilson for the number one overall pick. Cleveland didn't even take Josh Allen. Obviously. Yes.
Let's say somehow that trade came to fruition and it was announced by Adam Schefter. The Cleveland Browns have traded the number one pick of the draft for Russell Wilson. They're going to use on Josh Allen, a Wyoming quarterback who's a 52% passer in college. They would have got crushed the Seattle franchise.
Yes.
Now, long term, yes. It would have been a great move.
Absolutely.
But they would have been decimated because Josh Allen, revisionist history, go back and look at the draft. There's a lot of people who do not believe in him. They said big arm, no aim.
No, and Cleveland did scout Josh Allen. And, you know, because I broke the story that they were taking Baker Mayfield. And that surprised everybody. But, you know, I think a lot of people thought they were going to take Josh Allen because he looked like the prototypical NFL quarterback. But it's not, you know, a big deal with Seattle and how they greeted Russ. I just thought, you know, somebody looking from outside in, it would have been nice if they just did something there. That's all. You know, maybe I'm, you know, getting old and sentimental. But, you know, when somebody gives you that and plays hard and you know, you won a Super Bowl, nearly won another one, and he was the best player on the field in that second Super Bowl, in my opinion. Yeah, Paul.
I went back and looked at Josh Allen's college stats. I don't know if you remember. He was a sophomore. He was a 56% passer. He had 28 touchdowns. And that's where he kind of got on the map.
Yeah.
But his senior year, he lost some skill position players.
Yeah.
And he had an off season for him. But he was a 56% passer. Just to give you an idea, Lamar Jackson was criticized for his accuracy. He was a 70% passer.
Yeah, I know.
Josh Allen had 16 touchdowns and 6 picks in the Mountain West. His stats were, he wasn't in top 3 passer in his conference. And he was still a high draft pick. The stats didn't bear out his abilities.
But Seattle was willing to trade Russell Wilson for him. Or at least you kick the tires. So if you're Russ, you're going, what? And I don't think that's the only time they considered trading Russell Wilson. Let's see. Donnie in Omaha. Hi, Donnie. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. You know, what's on my mind mostly is the Big Red, and I had a question for you, and then I have a pie to the face bet.
Okay.
Do you see a pathway for Mickey to become the head coach at Nebraska and be promoted from interim through wins this season? And then also a pie to the face, I've got my New Orleans Saints continuing to sweep Tom Brady as he attempts to make a final run here to the Super Bowl.
I don't know if anybody's willing to bet you on the Saints and the Buccaneers. And I don't know enough about Mickey Joseph. I mean, if you win, then you're going to have a chance. But I don't know if your athletic director, Trev Alberts, goes, we need a big name. We're Nebraska. I'm going to guess they would lean towards a big name. I don't know. And they might be one of those teams by the end of the year who are really good because they have a lot of new faces.
Sorry.
A lot of transfers.
Have it.
But I don't know if Urban Meyer's interested. I just said, my source said, if you're looking for a spot where Urban could go in and it could be open, it's Arizona State because you can get your players in. You know, you're going to have name, image, and likeness you can take advantage of. It's a great campus. And from what I was told, my source said, Arizona State would be a sleeping giant. So that's just his opinion on it. Not, hey, I'm hearing if they fire Herm Edwards, Urban's going to take the job. And the same thing with Nebraska. It was brought up. And Paulie said it. And my source texted me to say, Paulie's not wrong that Urban you know, in Nebraska could work. Scott Frost hadn't even been fired. Now, maybe we realized he was going to be, but we're just sort of looking at the landscape. Is Urban Meyer going to be an analyst the rest of, you know, his career? No, he's not. I don't think so. What is he, 56 years of age?
I think he's 58.
58? He'll coach again. If you could coach Nebraska and coach in the Big Ten, I don't know. Arizona State, you know, can you go to Arizona State and all of a sudden be the class of the, you know, the Pac-12? I'm just throwing out things that were suggested to me. There is no report attached to this. It's like I had, you know, Nebraska fans saying, hey, are you happy Scott Frost got fired? Now Urban Meyer can take over. And I went, I have no emotion attached to it whatsoever. Yeah, Pauline.
It reminds me, and it's apples and oranges, because Steve Spurrier didn't do anything wrong. When Steve Spurrier, after Florida, which he was very successful, went to the Washington Redskins, he washed out there. It didn't work out. He's not a pro coach. He is a college coach, just like Urban Meyer is a college coach. South Carolina took a chance on Spurrier, and he had much, much less baggage than Urban Meyer has. And South Carolina had some good days with Steve Spurrier. Had some good. They became relevant. And you know, it might be an awkward press conference and a couple awkward weeks for Nebraska football if they brought in Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
But the winning games is the only thing that matters.
Urban wanted USC, from what I'm told. But USC, with everything that's gone on campus, off the football field, they have a lot of other things to address. And having Urban Meyer on campus was not something that that new president wanted to deal with. But I was told that Urban was, you know, priority number one on their job search there. Yeah, Paul.
Going back to Steve Spurrier, when South Carolina hired him, he was okay for the first couple of years. He had three straight 11-win seasons in the SEC at South Carolina. That's big-time stuff.
He could coach college football. He was not built for the NFL. He didn't even know defensive players' names. He did not. He loved his offense. And what he did at Duke, he made Duke relevant. And Spurrier was a wonderful college coach. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one. firmer or softer on each side? You decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well. Quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Russ, of course, gave us Let's Ride preseason after last night. Felt like Let's Hide. Let's Hide.
Dang, that's messed up.
That's not his fault on the 4th and 5 play. There was inconsistency. But
what about the other plays? They didn't score four trips into the red zone.
And it's the Coach Hacken maybe is hiding today. But to Russ, I'm sure he'd be ready to go out there and try to get 5 yards.
Well, it feels like Coach was hiding Russ on the bench, you know, as he sent in Mr. McManus. Let's hide, Russ. Too soon?
Yes.
Okay.
Way too soon.
Good. The I-team will have a report coming up at the top of the hour. And the question is, does Fritzy get a pie to the face after losing a bet? A friendly wager with Seton yesterday.
Because I haven't had enough torment after last night.
Right. Yes, Paul.
Would you go by Nathaniel if you were named Nate? Remember years ago we talked about when Mitch Trubisky came into the league, there was a report that he wanted to go by Mitchell Trubisky, and that was like number one topic on our show that day, of course.
No, his mom wanted him to go by Mitchell.
And the media took it and thought that he wanted Mitchell.
Yeah.
Would you go by Nate or Nathaniel?
Haven't given it too much thought, Paulie.
Break it down.
Yeah. I'm worried about Fritzy's health, his mental state of mind.
As here. You should. I think you're Nathaniel Hackett III, but you're Nate Hackett.
Oh.
If you got a Roman numeral, then you go Nathaniel.
Broncos over under for wins, according to DraftKings, after last night's loss. Is too soon?
Yeah, too soon. You're the guys that said there's still 16 more games. What are you worried about?
Okay. I don't work for DraftKings.
I know. I would say they'd go from 9.5 to 8.5 after that loss.
Okay.
That's my guess. I don't know.
The over-under Broncos is set at 9.5.
After the loss?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they'd go from 9.5 to 8.5 after losing week one.
Okay. Let's see. Anybody taking the over, Todd?
I'm going to hold off on that one. Just waiting to see if I'm getting a pie in the face in an hour. I'm going to hold off on that particular one.
The Rams over under is 10 wins. Niners 9.5. The Bills over under 12.5. Kansas City 11. Chargers 11. Packers 10.5. Eagles 10.5. Bengals 9.5. Cardinals over under 7.5. You're not making the playoffs there. Ooh. Is Cliff Kingsbury, though, attached to Kyler Murray moving forward through sickness and in health till death or finishing in last place do us part? Yes, Don.
I think they are kind of attached at the hip.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Dak Prescott had surgery yesterday, and I was wondering, let's say you've spent 2 months getting your appointment to have surgery done by this doctor. you know, the team doctor probably sees other patients, but he is still the team doctor. Most of those doctors do. Let's say you're Jimmy Lipper and you're supposed to have knee surgery and you're supposed to be in there at 7 a.m. getting all ready. And then Dak Prescott needs thumb surgery. And all of a sudden you get bumped. Does Dak go in there and they go, you haven't met your deductible. We've been trying to get a hold of Anthem, and we can't get anybody on the phone with your insurance here.
You work for who? Dak is short for what? You filed this paperwork. But if you're a Cowboys fan and you're sitting a lot in the waiting room, you're, like, you're getting bumped back 3 hours for Dak Prescott. That's kind of an honor, right?
I guess. But what if they say, can't have your knee surgery today? Got Dak in there. Yes, Tom.
And it's your choice to play this violent sport. So if you get hurt, we're not going to fully cover that. That's you taking a chance. We'll cover like 70-30.
TJ Watt has a slight tear, partial tear of his pec. And they said basically it's about pain threshold. Oh. Well, you're saying that to somebody in the Watt family. Like, come on. Obviously, he'll play.
They tear pecs eating breakfast. Those guys. Corn on the cob. They'll put it together.
But I guess he could have been out for the entire year. Maybe he'll be back in a month or so. Yeah, probably.
So basically, it with the torn pec partially, it's a choice. You know, eventually they could treat it to
just
so much.
Tape it up. That's the way we used to do it in the old days.
Staples. Put some staples in there. The old Watts used to do. But now it's just going to be like he's got to play through pain. And get. I don't know if he gets shot up, but taped up, shot up, whatever. God, that sounds awful.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
When they give you that, what's that, Toradol? That just felt like that was the, hey, this'll fix it. Whatever you got wrong with you, we'll just shoot you up with this. That'll fix it. All right. We'll find out from the I-team of Fritzy on top of one of the most devastating, gut-wrenching losses of his Broncos career.
In the history of football.
That he might get a pie to the face coming up. Close out hour two. Are you ready for week two of Thursday Night Football? Get ready for touchdowns, even bigger payouts. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 on any football game, $200 in free bets. DraftKings early win promotion is simple. Bet on LA or Kansas City to win on Thursday night. If your team leads by 7 at any point, you get paid instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. So that's code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.